Nobody likes to go through stormy seas. No one likes to go through problems. I wish that we didn't have problems sometimes, but you know, that's part of God's plan, is that we go through problems, and it helps us, just like they were singing that song, teach me. And so if we're going to be taught and if we want to learn, then there's going to be trials and there's going to be things that we go through. And even in Paul's ministry, even in his life, we're getting now very close to the close of his ministry. He is still learning, and he is still accepting, and he is still doing what God wanted him to do as he is still continuing to minister. So I don't think that there's a time in life or there's an age or anything like that, but I believe that we need to be teachable no matter how young or how old we are, because we want to be better servants, better believers, and if we're allowing ourselves to learn even through life's lessons, then we can honor him even more because he helps us through it. So I want to look again in Acts chapter 27, Acts chapter 27, and we're just going to read one verse tonight, and that is the announcement that Paul made to those that were in the ship. As I mentioned before this morning, that they were in a in turmoil. They were in a storm, and the ship was just before destruction, and they were actually saying, as I read this morning, that all hope that we should be saved was taken away. So they were in a what they thought to be a hopeless situation. And I don't know if you've ever had that in your life to where you feel like that it's hopeless, there's nothing that I can do. That's where God wants us to realize that we have to rely on him, because there's absolutely nothing that we can do, but there's everything that he can do. And he prevailed, and he showed them a great lesson in this passage of scripture that we would like to continue in tonight as we look at the other two strong anchors for life's stormy sea. So let's read verse 25 of Acts 27. The Bible says, "Wherefore, sirs," and this is what Paul is saying, "wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me." Think about that just for a minute. He was giving them this message. Paul was giving the message. He said that he believed God, and he also received the message himself. Before he could minister and before he could help others, he had to receive that reassurance himself. And so as we minister to those in our walk of life in these stormy seas, we too must receive, not only believe God, but we must receive, and then we're to tell. And that's exactly what he did. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together today. We thank you for thy word and how it helps us. It brings encouragement to us. It corrects us. It convicts us. It challenges us. And Lord, you know exactly what every heart needs here tonight. We thank you for those that are listening, those that are watching, and those that will be. And Lord, we just pray that we will honor you with everything that we do, that Christ will get glory, and that we'll draw just a little closer to you, realizing in our life there's going to be those stormy seas. So Father, we ask for your help tonight, that you may get honor, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. This morning we begin our message, and we spent a little while talking about the journey that Paul was on. We talked a little bit about the journey and what was taking place and those that he would have to go before. And we also talked a little bit about the great storm that had taken and how that the ship was being tossed about. And the crew was concerned. They were worried. They were saying that their hope was gone. And eventually the ship would be destroyed. But Paul gave them good news, what we just read to you just a few moments ago. Paul gave them good news that all would be saved in this storm, however the ship would be lost. And Paul chose to believe God. Paul chose to believe God. And our focus this morning, just as a reminder, our focus this morning was on two particular anchors, the anchors that we have in life, in life's stormy seas. And the first anchor was the presence of God. You see, Paul wasn't alone. And we're not alone either. And we should be grateful for that. We're not alone either. If you're one of his children, you're not alone. And we have his presence and we can feel his presence. And we have hope tonight because of his presence. And we shared with you some verses that back that up. And then we talked about the anchor of the promises of God, God's word. And, this was a plan for Paul's life. And God promises a steadfast and sure plan. And he promises, and the promises are based upon the word of God. And you can promise someone something and you can hope that you fulfill your promise, but sometimes things happen and sometimes things come up and maybe you're not able to fulfill that promise. And you don't do it intentionally. It's just something comes up. Well, nothing comes up when it comes to God's plan. And nothing comes up. Nothing gets in a way. God, that storm did not get in God's way, but yet that was part of the plan for Paul's life and for Paul's journey to go before Caesar. And so the promises were based upon God's word. And let me say this, God can't lie. God can't lie. And so he was basing his hope, he was basing the be of good cheer because he believed God and because God told him. It was told to him what would take place. So that was the first two anchors that we mentioned this morning. Now, this afternoon or tonight, the third anchor is this. The strong anchor of God's anchor of the providence of God. The providence of God. Verse 24 says, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. The providence of God. Paul was ultimately told that this storm was part of him working out the plan. And sometimes we, as I mentioned before, sometimes we go through storms in life, and as uncomfortable as that makes us, it can still be part of God's plan. And I can give you testimony after testimony in my life, and I won't share with you tonight, but I could give you testimonies in my life that I can look back on, and there's things that God taught me in the storm that I was in. There are things that he taught me that I may not have learned without going through the storm. And you could probably say the same thing. Paul was in the safest place, and this is kind of hard for us to maybe sometimes grasp, but Paul was in the safest place that he could be when he was on that ship. Even though the winds were tossed, and even though the waves were rough, and even though they had thrown things overboard to try to make the ship lighter, and they were doing everything that they could that the ship wouldn't be destroyed, Paul was safer in that ship than to be anywhere else. And that's for us to remember when it comes to God's will. God's will for our life, whatever it may be, we're in the safest place that we can be. And that's the providence of God. That's the providence. And if Paul would have jumped ship, If he would have said, I can't take it anymore, I can't do it anymore, I don't want to go through this, I don't want to go through this storm. If he would have jumped ship, he would have been far worse off. He would have been far worse off. But sadly to say, there are individuals in life that I've even encountered in my life that did just that. They jumped ship. They knew the truth. They knew what the truth was. God had told them the truth, and they've even shared testimony with me. And they're nowhere to be found now when it comes to serving God. To me, that's a sad day. Because when we experience God's grace, and when we experience what God has done in our life, what storm could make us jump ship? Because we are right where God wants us to be when it comes to sometimes the storm in life. And that's where Paul was. Paul was right where God wants him. He said God had a plan for him. God had a plan for Paul. And what a testimony he was. And even all those that were in the ship benefited from Paul and what God had for him. He would have been out of God's will had he have jumped ship. He was in God's will in the ship, but he would have been out of God's will if he would have jumped ship. And I mentioned this morning in verse 31 how that Paul went to that centurion and the soldiers and said, look, don't let anybody jump. You cannot be saved. In other words, that they would lose their life if they jump ship. And I think about, it's very sobering to think about heaven. And as much as we want to be there, and as happy as we will be to see our loved ones and how we want to see Jesus because of what he's done, I want to be able to do everything I could for the cause of Christ because of what he's done for us. I don't want to shortchange him because he gave us everything. Everything that we have, he has given us. He's given us life. He's given us peace. He's given us hope. He's given us endurance, how to endure things. He's given us grace. You know, we could spend a whole series on the grace that he's given us. He's given us mercy. And how that I believe every one of us tonight could stand up and say that if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side? You see, Paul had that anchor of the providence of God. He had that anchor, and we have that same anchor today. You see, God had a plan for Paul's life. And we don't know our plans. You know, just like the song that they sang, it's hard to wait. But it talks about they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not faint. You see, it's hard to wait. But if we stay within God's plan for our lives, then we're far better off. And see, God had a plan for Paul's life. And that storm was part of the plan. And that journey was part of the plan. And that 2,000 or so miles that he went to go before Caesar was all part of the plan, each aspect. And what a witness that he was. What a witness in his testimony and what God had done for him and how that he told everybody on that ship, I believe God. I believe God. And God told me that everyone would be saved. God told me that everyone would be safe in this ship. God told me and that they would have to be cast to this certain island. And if you read on, you will see where that they run aground. And the front of the ship was okay, but the back of the ship was destroyed. And all that was part of God's plan, God's providence. And you see, if we live life in God's providence, realizing and hoping and understanding and believing that God has a plan for all of our lives, we can get through these storms. We can get through these storms. And that's the anchors that we have. No one wants to be tossed about. No one wants to get in that whirlwind of the winds and the seas. I remember one time that I was out deep sea fishing, and I'm a 50-50 person. It's been a while since I've gone out, but I'm a 50-50 person. I've got a 50-50 chance that I'm going to get sick. And that's true. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get sick or not. And I remember one time I was out deep sea fishing, and the water got what I felt like probably wasn't rough, but it was rough to me. And I was, you know, every time I, it was a bottom fishing boat. And, every time I dropped the line as the wave went, I just fed the fish. And then as the waves went back up, I was reeling a fish in. And I remember having to go through it had a little grill on it. And I just couldn't fish anymore because I had to go through and had to go to the restroom. And when I came back, bless her heart, I saw a lady that it was hot. It was in the summer. And she was eating a greasy hamburger. And that grease, I saw it running down her arm. And I didn't get to fish anymore. That was one of my 50-50 chances. And I lost the first half. I was able to fish. The second half, I wasn't. And it was a bad day. But there's been other times that I've been out that I did real well. And I've been out before to where the storms, you just about needed to take your belt and wrap around the rail of the boat because you didn't know if you was going to stay on or not. But nobody likes those storms. Nobody likes those stormy seas. Nobody likes those things. But you know, it's part of the waiting. It's part of the growing. It's part of getting stronger for God. It's part of God's plan, at least it was in Paul's life. It's part of God's plan. It's part of his journey. You see, Paul, God had a plan for Paul. And he's got one for each one of us. And I began this morning, and I still believe this. God's got a plan for each one of us. God's got a plan for each one of us. It doesn't mean the road's going to be smooth. It doesn't mean there's not going to be potholes. It doesn't mean there's not going to be challenges. It doesn't mean there's not going to be storms. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have to wait sometimes. But God's got a plan. God's got a plan. And we need to hold to those anchors that can help us. We need to hold to those anchors that we have, that he's made available to us, that we can live out our life and live in his will. And we need to remember, and we say it, but we also need to live it. And that is this. God is in absolute control of everything in our life. God is in absolute control in everything in our life. He is a sovereign Lord. He is a sovereign Lord. James 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The sovereignty of God. You see, our life is a gift from God. Our life is a gift from God. Now, there might be some times that you were acting up growing up that your mom or dad would say, what have I done? Or who have I created? But you know, I believe that every life is a gift from God. Every single life is a gift from God. Psalm 57 verse 1 says, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul thirsteth for thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. You see, we have help. We have help. I want to refer to an individual in the Bible as we continue this message. I want to refer to someone in the Bible named Elijah. Elijah had predicted and said that there was going to be a drought. And Elijah would have to go through this drought himself. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, the Bible said the word of the Lord came unto him, verse 2, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, and he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. You see, although there was a drought, and although all that was taking place, God provided. Now, if you take your time and read on a little further, it talked about the brook had dried up. And God provided a different way to meet his needs. But you see, Elijah had a storm himself. There was a drought that was going on. There was a famine, a dryness, and he had to weather the storm. But God provided. God provided by his presence. God provided by his promise. God provided by the providence. By the providence. God sent him back to the brook, and God provided what he needed. And he could do the same thing. He did the same thing for Paul and in this ship. God provided. Paul was in the storm by God's appointment. Paul was in the storm by God's keeping. Paul was in the storm by under his authority. And Paul was in a storm by his timing. You see, that's where I think it's the emphasis should be put on the fact that he says, I believe God. That's where our emphasis should be put. I believe God. Doesn't mean that life isn't going to be hard. Doesn't mean that life isn't going to be struggled. Doesn't mean there's not going to be challenges. It doesn't mean any of those things, but where the rubber meets the road is if we believe God or not. You know, that's really it in a nutshell, whether we believe God. Life is hard sometimes, but I trust that we do believe God. There was for sure one thing that Paul had on this ship. And I've read those verses over and over. And I read to you this verse just a few moments ago in verse 25, where he says, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. And I got to thinking about something that, what does believing God do? What does believing God do? Does it change everything? The storm was still there. Now there's in the scriptures where Jesus calms the storms, and we know that. But in Paul's situation here, the storm continued and the ship was destroyed. But what does that do for us when we believe God? And there's one word that, and many of you could put your own word in here, but there's one word that spoke to me in my heart as I kept reading that. Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. And this is one word that Paul, I believe that Paul experienced, even in the storms of life, and that was peace. Peace. You know, we can face storms in our life if we have peace. We can go through struggles in life, but we need peace. It doesn't mean there's not going to be turmoil. It doesn't mean there's not going to be decisions we have to make and all those things. But if we're lacking peace, then I ask the question, and I ask myself the same question. Do we believe God? If we're lacking peace, it doesn't mean we're not going to have struggles. It doesn't mean we're not going to have trials. It doesn't mean we're not going to have storms. It doesn't mean we're not going to go through all the emotions and the tears and the heartbreak and all those things. That's just part of going through the storm. Even those that were in the ship said, all hope that we are saved is taken away because they felt like they were at the end. But Paul told them different because God gave him peace. Because he believed God. He believed God. Paul believed God. Then the last anchor that we have tonight. And this is what gives God the most praise. And that is the anchor of the performance of God. The performance of God. Verse 44 of that same chapter says, and the rest, meaning those after the ship had run aground and the hinder part of the ship was destroyed, it says, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. The performance of God. God did exactly what he said he would do. God did exactly what he said he would do. Didn't mean they didn't have to grab a hold of a board and get to that land. Didn't mean they wasn't going to get wet, because if you're out in the water, you're going to get wet. Didn't mean they were going to have to look, but God did exactly what he said. God kept his word. He proved himself to be true. He proved himself to be faithful. He proved himself to be trustworthy. And let me ask tonight, what does the world do for you? Does the world prove itself to be true? Absolutely not. Does the world prove itself to be faithful? Absolutely not. Does the world and the leaders prove themselves to be trustworthy? Absolutely not. But God does. Paul chose to believe God. God's plan for our life never fails. And I can say by way of testimony tonight that God has never failed me, but I have failed him. God has never failed me, but I have failed him. It may feel like you're sinking. It may feel like your ship is being torn apart. It may feel like the storm is going to prevail. But let me challenge you to take the same approach that Paul took. I believe God. And hold on to those anchors. Hold on to those things that God has allowed us to have and to experience in our life. Hold on to those things. Because that's where our hope is. Our hope is in God, not in things, not in storms, not in ships, not in things that are man-made, not in things that are man's orchestrated, but everything about God. It's God. Always believe God and hold to those anchors. Always believe God. If we're depending on anything else in the storms of life, we're going to have problems. If we're believing in anything else but God, we're going to have problems. If we depend on his anchors, no storm will blow us off course. If we believe in his anchors, what he's provided, what he showed us, we'll never blow off course. And one person said it like this, when Jesus takes your hand, he keeps it tight. He leads you through life. When Jesus leads you through life, he will bring you safely home. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? Jesus didn't save you to let you and to go and to lose grip on you. Jesus didn't save you to let you go. Jesus didn't save you to lose a grip. But Jesus got you. He's got you firmly. He's got you firmly. Some talk about jumping ship before the ship reached land. Don't ever jump ship. Don't ever jump ship. We can't handle the storms of life alone. We can't handle the storms of life alone. And we must remember that we are held by the anchors of the Lord. That we're held by the anchors of the Lord. And the anchors tonight, the anchor of the presence of God. Paul experienced God's presence in the storm. He held on to the promise of God, the anchor of the promise of God, because God gave him word that everything would be all right and he would get to that destination. Paul experienced the anchor of the providence of God. Paul was right where God wanted him to be. He was in God's will. And the anchor of the performance of God, and God did exactly what he said. And do you realize when we experience that, it will help us in storms to come? How many times have you gone back to remember, well, God helped me through this? You know, right after I got saved, I didn't understand a whole lot. And there's a lot that I don't understand now, but I understand more than I did when I first got saved. And each little storm or each little battle or each little situation that I went through and have gone through has just helped me that much more for even a greater storm that potentially can come. You see, Paul learned a lot of things. You know, I can't imagine. Paul was put into prison. Paul was beaten. He was left for dead. He was put on trial, and I could go on and on and on. But God used Paul in a mighty way because Paul held on to those anchors. And God can use us in a mighty way. And those that were on the ship, they benefited. They benefited. We don't realize sometimes, and I mentioned it this morning, and we'll say this in closing, we don't realize sometimes that our life can help others, that can help others to understand our hope. And sometimes our life cannot benefit others if we don't turn to Him. You see, we've got a great, great responsibility. And this life isn't all about us, but it's all about Him. It's all about Him. And each person will go through a different storm. The storms that I go through aren't going to be the same storms you go through. The storms that you go through aren't going to be the same ones that I go through. But we serve a same great God. We serve the same great God. But I ask a question that I asked this morning. Can you say with all your heart, not in word, but in heart, do you believe God? Are you holding on to those anchors tonight? Paul sure did. And they made it to shore. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for your word and how it helps us. It encourages us. It lifts us up. It even corrects us. And Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, if someone has a need that they need to come to talk to you, maybe something they're struggling with, maybe something that only you and they know about, help them to come. How reassuring it is for us, Lord, to know that we can believe you. And that we have those anchors that can get us through life. Father, you know the hearts and you know the storms. And Father, we don't take these storms lightly. And every person goes through them. And every person has a different storm, but help us, Lord, to look to you. Help us to believe you. And Father, I pray that you'll bless this invitation. Those that listen and those that are here. It's hard waiting, but we know that you know what's best. So help us, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What